You're tuned to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. A new book tells the story of what might be Michigan's most historic but little-known site, Capitol Park in Detroit. It's where Michigan's first Capitol building was located and the state's first governor is buried there. The triangular park is surrounded by old buildings that are being refurbished near the Westin Book Cadillac Hotel. Current State Scott Pohl paid a visit to the park to talk with Jack Dempsey, president of the Michigan Historical Commission.
I am in Capitol Park in downtown Detroit, a beautiful little park, and I should emphasize little, I suppose, but it's the subject of a book by Jack Dempsey called Capitol Park, Historic Heart of Detroit. And Jack Dempsey joins me here. Hi, Jack.
Hi, great to be here, thank you.
What inspired you to write a book about this small park in the heart of Detroit?
I've been captivated by this story since 2007. I've worked in Detroit, born in Detroit, my parents born in Detroit, never really focused on this space, and someone tipped me off to it once I got on the Michigan Historical Commission, which has been a tremendous thing for me personally. And came over here and just electrified by the story of this park, how it's got tremendous history.
Well, when we arranged to meet here, you wanted me to meet you specifically in this spot. So tell me about this spot.
We're standing right in front of the statue and grave of Michigan's first governor as a state, Stevens Thompson Mason. He was also the last territorial governor, the boy governor. Great, amazing story of a young man who rose to position of public service very young, and then his fortunes receded. He did not run for re-election after two terms as governor of the state, moved to New York, and died very young. Years later, his remains were brought back here to this park in a tremendous ceremony, the statue funded by the legislature, and it's just an amazing sight right here.
Is there an explanation for why his body was brought to this specific place?
Yes, because this is the location of where Michigan's first Capitol building, its only territorial Capitol building, the same structure, existed. It was right here in this park. It was not a park per se then, but right on this ground is where our first Capitol was, where, as I say in the book, democracy flourished and took root here, and that's why they brought the remains back here and made it a focal point for thinking about our state's history.
And this little park is unique in this regard, isn't it?
It is unique. I am not aware of any other park like this in the country, where you have such a prominent leader, the state's first governor, actually buried. Looking around, I could not find another example like this.
This park, or this site, is also known for having been part of the Underground Railroad.
That's correct. There is a Michigan State Historical Marker here commemorating that the Finney Barn was located right across the street, and there's also a tablet on that building there on the corner. This is where escaped slaves made their way to freedom across the Detroit River into Canada. And the great story is that the proprietor who owned the barn owned an establishment, a tavern, a hotel, and slave catchers were put up in that hotel while he hid their slaves that they were trying to secure and take back south in the barn. So a great story there.
I'm sure record keeping is sketchy at best when it comes to this sort of thing, but do we have any idea how many slaves may have passed through here?
I don't believe we do. There's a great book written by Carol Mull about the Underground Railroad in Michigan. Part of the problem is because of the nature of that activity in the 1850s, actually against the law to hide fugitive slaves, record keeping was not done. So most of the accounts, I believe, are word of mouth passed down through generations.
Are there other historical things to see or to know about this site?
There's a lot of history with the buildings that surround the park. We're right behind the governor's statue is a building designed by Albert Kahn that's being renovated. The David Stott Building, huge skyscraper, very tall and narrow, one of the few surviving skyscrapers from the 1920s. This Farwell Building, which is in very sad shape, is being renovated. It was part of a land bank transaction. And actually, three of the buildings on the park have a Lansing connection in that the firm, the Richard Karp firm out of Lansing, is renovating three of these buildings, including the Farwell. So that's exciting.
Well, it's a beautiful little site, and I was going to say quiet, and yet with the construction, not particularly quiet right at the moment, but a nice little spot in downtown Detroit.
That sound is the sound of investment, which is exciting because this place has fallen on hard times after it was redone in the 1950s as a bus depot, essentially, and now at least we're making progress in calling people's attention to the heritage here. Plus, with the kind of the renaissance in Detroit that's going on, more investments coming to this location, and that's good. That's very good.
Well, people with an interest in Michigan history should certainly make a point of stopping by here sometime when they're in downtown Detroit, if only to see the burial site of first governor Stevens T. Mason.
That's true. There are also some other historic things here. There's a new marker that the Michigan Historical Commission put up talking about the first state capitol and the fact that the building was repurposed into a school and public library after the capitol was moved to Lansing. Plus, there's a model of the state's first capitol over in that bed, made of stainless steel, that kind of gives you the impression of what that building looked like back in the 1830s, 40s. So there's a lot here.
Let's go over and look at that.
Great.
We've moved over a few paces, Jack, to a scale model of the first Michigan Capitol as it was on this site.
It's small, but I think it really gives you the idea of what that building looked like. Very iconic in terms of the architecture. And when you think about how on this site, Stevens T. Mason, other early government leaders set forth policy, this is where our first constitution was drafted. It gives you the idea of this is where democracy in Michigan really had a home. And as I said earlier, where the seeds of our freedom were sown, with the Underground Railroad being another example.
There's a marker for the Capitol Union School. Tell me about that.
The building, once the Capitol was moved to Lansing, had to be repurposed, and it was decided to make it into a school. And so it was a high school in the 1850s, was renovated, I guess you'd say, redesigned into a different look from what you see here at the model. And then, as many historic structures, unfortunately, suffered from a fire, had to be torn down. So that's why you don't have the structure itself here anymore.
Is that when it was turned into a park?
Yes. The mayor, Hazen Pingree, who also became a governor of Michigan, was one of the key folks instrumental in making sure this stayed a public space, made into a park, therefore could be the site for where the governor's grave could be placed.
Do we have any artifacts from that original Capitol still in existence? What are they? Where would they be seen?
We do have artifacts, at least as far as documents that I'm aware of, and those would most likely be in the state archives in Lansing. There might be some also at the Bentley in Ann Arbor, perhaps here at the Detroit Public Library, the Burton. In fact, there's a document that was recently acquired by the archives, which is very historic. It's signed by Stevens T. Mason when Michigan was a territory, and we hope to have an unveiling, a demonstration, an exhibit of that here in this park at some point.
You think Stevens T. Mason would be pleased with what has become of this site?
I think he would be pleased to see that it's coming back, yes. The sounds of life here, of construction, of renovation, looking around and thinking about how the next few years are going to be very positive here, I think he would be pleased. Plus, if people will come here to realize what this place means, this is, in my view, holy ground where our democracy took root, I think he'd be very pleased with that.
Well, perhaps your book will spur some of that.
I certainly hope so. The whole point of the book is to teach, educate, enlighten, inspire. And if people come here because of the book, I'd be very gratified.
Jack Dempsey is the author of Capitol Park, Historic Heart of Detroit. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you so much, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.